Joining us to talk a little baseball, Brian Kenny from the MLB Network. And Brian, thanks so much for joining us today.
Hey, fellas.
First and foremost, the Orioles, you know, we've been waiting for this shoe to drop for a while now. When did you start believing in this baseball team?
Or do you still believe?
Today? No. I don't know. I didn't even look at it from that point where, hey, they're for real, until it was, you know, when you get into the stretch run around August and you're, you know, you start getting, you know, a full 10 games over 500 and 15 games over 500, then you're for real. I thought they were done, like, and this is what I was thinking of, and that's why you kind of stumped me. I thought they were done for good when Markakis, broke his finger, and I thought, all right, that'll do it, but that didn't do it.
Talking to Brian Kenny here on the Scott Garceau Show, and Brian, just looking at the way that this team's set up, because I know you're a big stats guy. You look at sabermetrics, and many people are talking about the run differential for a long period of time, which that's changed. It's such a surprise to see a team, and the same thing with Oakland. When you look at them on paper, there's no reason to believe they'd be here.
Well, yeah, you know, they're two separate things. One is what we thought Oakland had, and with Baltimore, it was what they were actually doing. And even now, with 92 wins, they've barely scored more runs than they've given up. So, but I think that the basic thing with that is, I guess, like if you take a wide lens sabermetrically, what I've found through my study, and we did just every day on Clubhouse Confidential in the off season, we were churning out a half hour show, and so I just got to study a lot of these things over and over again. And we all get to think that, hey, eventually it evens out, like the little things with the player, wins and losses, how good a team is with the run differential, and things do even out over a 3-year period. So a 1-year period, it's rare, but if you can win those close games, and I think we know pretty much why they win those close games, they have an excellent manager, and they've been able to continue it with an excellent GM throwing players back into the roster to keep them fresh. And those wins are in the bank. So I'm still stunned, and this rarely happens. I guess the lesson is it can happen, but it rarely happens.
Brian Kenny from MLB Network, our guest. Remember, you can watch Brian throughout the postseason on MLB Tonight, before and after every game. Plus, MLB Network will exclusively air 2-division series games on October 7th and 10th. MLB Network channel listings are available at findmlbnetwork.com. You mentioned the manager, Brian. Right now, is it Bob Melvin or Buck Showalter for manager of the year, or do we have 3 games to figure that out?
No, I think it's Buck Showalter. Buck has made the most with the least, and you know, Oakland, they were feeding Melvin a bumper crop of young arms. So this was on the way. It's just that it arrived, I don't know, 2 years earlier than we thought, and they just really hit it big. I think that's more of a GM award, and not just Billy Bean, but his whole staff for the Oakland A's, as far as actual managing and making the most out of the least, and actually having everybody on point and maximizing every situation, every pitching matchup, every batting change, every platoon situation, and having guys ready to play mentally and in the right, scope. I think it's hands down Buck Showalter.
Talking to Brian Kenny, MLB Network here. Hey, Brian, I don't know how much your paths crossed when you were at the four-letter with Buck, but the big knock on him had been he was the guy that could get you there but couldn't get you over the top, i.e. Yankees, Arizona, Texas. I think it's pretty unfair, but your take on that and the way that he kind of puts things together.
It's completely ridiculous. I worked a lot with Buck, and I'll say this to you, and I want you to actually hear it. Buck is the best baseball mind I've ever run across.
Well, I don't doubt it.
I mean, with anybody. I run across a lot of baseball guys. A lot. And that's sabermetric people, analytics people, brilliant people, and even across the board, here with a lot of baseball analysts, players who are very smart, guys who really study the game, guys like Larry Boa that I work with on a regular basis, Bill Ripken, who has a very high baseball IQ. And when I was working with Buck, he was I think more than anyone else, I would ask him questions, and I, on air, off air, and I really wanted to know what he thought or what his answer was. He's very thoughtful. He's always looking for more context. And he was just so interesting to listen to from a baseball perspective. I could never get enough talking baseball with Buck. And I don't just throw that around. He's a brilliant baseball mind and the best baseball mind I've come across.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting to me because I've watched him with, we were just talking about before we had you on, the young pitchers at times where you're watching, like at home, we're screaming, get him out of there. But he's almost like a mad scientist. He has a way about him to poke and prod players to see what he can get out of them and put them in situations that are a little uncomfortable to see how they react to it.
Well, the other part of that is Buck used to say this to me when we were doing Baseball Tonight at ESPN years ago, and he would say, you know, people are mistaking the result for the decision. And, you know, you make the best possible decision, and this is something that is what analytics is all about. You play the percentages. You make the best possible decision. If it fails, that was not the wrong decision. It was the right decision. It didn't work out. You keep going back to that, and you play the percentages. Obviously, there's a human component into it. They're not stat-generating robots. Maybe they had something bad to eat earlier that day. Maybe they have the flu. Maybe they're going through a divorce. You have to know how to employ your personnel. You're dealing with human beings. But, you know, don't get caught up in the result. Go with the process. Go with your percentages. Go with your decision making and be consistent. And if you lose, you just lose. Sometimes you go on a run where you just keep winning one after another. I think Buck had this coming to him. You know, as far as the baseball gods are concerned, he had this one coming.
Brian Kenny of MLB Network, our guest. Question, I've already said, I think the Orioles are taking 2 or 3 from Tampa. Yankees taking 2 or 3 from the Red Sox. There'll be a tiebreaker Thursday at Camden Yards. How do you see the end of the season playing out?
I would say the Yankees are playing the Red Sox, but I mean, let's be honest, these are not the Red Sox, right? I mean, they're just not. They're just limping to the finish line. Tampa, it comes down to tonight. If they beat Tampa tonight, we could see a very different Rays team. I mean, the players on the field are going to be giving an effort, but if you're in the front office in Tampa, or if you're Joe Maddon, are you throwing Evan Longoria out there for the last 2 days? Are you, sending out Matt Joyce? Are you putting out B.J. Upton? I mean, maybe you do, maybe you don't. Maybe you pull guys early. You don't pitch the same way. A lot hinges on what happens tonight. If the Rays lose tonight, they're done. And while the players don't shut it down, as an organization, you kind of shut it down. So I think Baltimore has a tougher road. If I were the Yankees in this position, I kind of like the way it's played out, given that I get a limping Red Sox team. And I know they're hated rivals and everything, but these guys don't even remember last year. There's barely any of them left from last year. Their lineup is anemic. The manager is probably not going to be there next year. While Baltimore is facing a very good and a very motivated team tonight, maybe not tomorrow night, but tonight, yes.
Yeah, I mean, if they were going to, talk about remembering last year, wouldn't they have come into this series and wanted to knock us out for what had happened here in Baltimore, the crazy way that the season finished?
Yeah, and they're confused. I mean, did you see, was it Ross running in, getting thrown out last night? Was that last night or was that Saturday? I get confused. I think maybe it was Saturday. He runs in, he gets caught in a stolen base situation. Chris Davis steals second. They're not even looking at him. they're just out of it, and it doesn't mean they're not trying. And you could see that they showed a little spunk, and they're trying, but that collective energy just isn't there. You're right. That's the scene of the crime. If it really bothered them as a unit, they would have risen up right there at Camden Yards.
Brian Kenny joining us. You can watch Brian throughout the postseason MLB Tonight before and after every game. Plus, MLB Network will exclusively air 2 division series games on October 7th and 10th. MLB Network channel listings are available at findmlbnetwork.com. I know you're short on time. Real quick, who do you like in the National League?
Overall?
Yeah.
It's a tough call. Very tough. The more I think about it, the more I see the way San Francisco is pitching now, I'm not as impressed. But again, they've been able to take the foot off the accelerator. I think the most complete team is still Washington. As far as a lineup that really attacks you from top to bottom, when you go Worth and Harper at the top of the lineup, and they field very well, they're athletic. Again, Worth and Harper are very impressive. Zimmerman's a monster in the middle of the lineup. They still have the best rotation in the league, and they have a very good bullpen. Washington by a slight amount. I think you really have 3 division champions that deserve that kind of title, and it's kind of a pick 'em between the 3.
Who's your favorite in the AL, Brian?
I don't know. It was Yankees all along. So I'll stay with Yankees with Mark Teixeira. If Mark Teixeira is Mark Teixeira, the Mark Teixeira of July, right? Mark Teixeira in July looked like the Mark Teixeira of like 4 or 5 years ago, where he was just a monster. Then I would still go Yankees, but I don't know. I didn't think the White Sox would collapse the way they did. I didn't think Oakland would be just, you know, pummeling people. You know, Oakland can still win the division. You could have the Rangers and the Yankees in the wild card playoff. And that, well, that will change everything, won't it?
Brian Kenny, MLB Network. Thanks so much for your time, sir.
All right. Thank you, guys.